the whole concept of nonviolence, particularly as the strike wore on, seemed to be more critical and more critical than ever. And on a personal level, I think because of your upbringing, your parents and the experience of your parents, you understood how important nonviolence was. Could you talk a little bit about why and how and what the implications were?
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is what the impact of farm labor and life out in the fields is like. It's physical activity, you know, it's brute labor. Consequently, the way that farm workers have been controlled over the last century and more is through brute force. I mean, that's the first thing it speaks, because that's the working tool of farm labor. You're out there to grunt and move things. And so my family came to the Delano area in the 1920s. And they had known, actually, about strike violence before that. I had my paternal grandfather, Santiago Valdez, was in the Cananea strike in 1905 on the Mexican side. It's a copper mine. This was the opening spark of the Mexican Revolution. That's over 100 years ago. But it was so violent that people were killed, and he had to personally move from there to Nogales to work pick and shovel in the building of the railroad, where my dad was born in 1912. And then the family moved to Tucson, and then from Tucson to Mesa, Arizona, where my grandfather died at the age of 36, double pneumonia. And then my family came to California with tios and tias, you know, with aunts and uncles, to Delano to work. Now, they knew that they were beasts of burden, basically, that what their job was to carry stuff and pick stuff and to irrigate and to turn the ground over. And so they knew that there was a tremendous amount of oppression that was associated with that labor. In 1933, right in the heart of the Depression, my dad was involved in the Pixley strike, in which two campesinos were shot dead by growers. They came in a pickup truck armed with shotguns, and they fired into a crowd of striking farm workers. My dad was there, so was my grandfather. And he knew the two men that were shot dead, you know, again, in the crowd. And so my dad was always wary about the strike. You know, he warned me. He said, be very careful. He says, because the growers are maloras, you know, they're mean. And my mother said the same thing, because one of the growers that had been accused of firing the shotgun in 1933 was the father of one of her childhood friends, Nadine Kruger. And my mother had the advantage of having a grower's daughter as one of her friends from school. And the grower's daughter would allow my mother to come over there and have lunch, and they'd swim in their pool. My mother always talked about that. My mother was a great swimmer. But what happened is, with the 33 strike, that friendship was over, because Kruger was under suspicion that he'd been one of the murderers, but he was never indicted. He was never taken to jail. And besides, my grandfather knew that it was Kruger, and he told my mother, you can't go over there anymore. This guy's a murderer. So this is my background, you see. So when I'm ready to go to Delano, that's the first thing that comes up. My mother and my dad saying, be very careful, because it's violent out there. Those people mean business. And what they will do is they'll pick up a gun the first chance they get, and they'll fire and kill somebody. And then it'll be over. And I went there with that knowledge that in fact, I was essentially risking my life being out there. And I was beaten and jailed, okay? I mean, I did my time for what I did in Delano. But the fact is that we had an ace up our sleeve, which was nonviolence, as practiced by Cesar Chavez and preached to us. That it was not just a soft religion, you know, or a soft philosophy that he was promoting. It was a hard tactic. In fact, this is the way that we were going to survive. Don't give the enemy the excuse that they need in order to slaughter us. As it is, farm workers organizers have been slaughtered anyway, you know, by hook or by crook, even out on the picket line. But it wasn't because Caesar encouraged it, you know. He tried to put a cap on it. He knew that this kind of violence and bombast was what led to failure, immediate failure in the past, and he wasn't going to allow it. And so with a sense of personal commitment and personal risk, I understood that. And I also understood that Delano, for my family, had always been a violent place. You know, even if you're going to work in the morning, early in the morning, just to go pick, you're facing a hard day. And the only thing that you can do is hope to get paid, you know, for your sacrifices. Well, farm workers were neither getting paid, and they were continuing to get beaten. So the only way to do was to confront it and be smarter than the opposition. And I think that was the intelligent thing to do. That was the greatness of Caesar's leadership, and his spirituality is what brought us out of that darkness. I participated in it. I was part of it. This is what I feel. This is what happened, you know. Pass it on, you know. That's what this is about. Yeah, and that's why I appreciate what you guys are doing. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.